and review them on his testimony, and I had Clifford talk about what we had to try to do out there in this problem we have. And I got out, I called, and I said, you were out, and then they said, you're in your car. And I said, well, I won't take time when he's got a good time and sit back in his rocking chair.
Well, I wanted to thank you very much for the appointment of Governor Kerner as a judge.
I got a nice letter from him today. It's one of the most appreciative I've received. And
well, it's a very decent fellow. What about the present situation? Let me ask you, could you in any way entertain that idea of appointing a committee?
Well, what I did, Dick,
them on it, I tell you why, Kennedy called me, and he says a lot of people are pushing him on this thing of entering into the California primary. He doesn't want to do it if he can get some way of talking about or some kind of a vehicle on an analysis or review of this whole Vietnam thing. He said he's not opposed to the president. He doesn't want to be. All these other people are running around, but he does think that if some kind of a committee could be set up by you to analyze or to review the whole situation and make recommendations to the president, that it'd be a great thing for you as well as a great thing for everyone. It would give him, as he tells me, I don't know how accurate he will be, because I've been telling him right along, now all you're going to do is to try to defeat the Democratic president, and you'll never be the president in this direction. And he said he doesn't want to do this. And after this thing yesterday, I said, well, the only thing about yesterday is that no one wants war. Everyone is opposed to war. And actually, when the fellow goes running around talking about peace, he's got the women, he's got the young people, he's got everyone in his corner. He said that was true, but his people don't feel that he could pass up this California primary if the situation is just as is. If there's some thing or some vehicle, or this committee we keep talking about, of the top people in the country, not to take any power away from the cabinet or the officials, but just to make an analysis and review, that probably they'd come up with the same things that you're doing or come up with something else, but it would be some way of taking care of this opposition, he thinks. And you'd have on it your own people, you'd have on it your opposition. And it'd be a hell of a thing as a masterstroke, I think. I don't know what you think, if you put Kennedy on and McCarthy and let people know, well, what the hell, here, this guy doesn't worry about, all he's trying to do is find the answers. Here's two men that are opening out, that you put the candidates for Republican Party under the leadership of the Republican Party in the Senate and the House, and Mansfield or anyone else, and then you put enough college people on and enough your own people and labor people, and have just a citizen cross-section of our country to not to take any power away from the president, but just to analyze and review the entire situation as to where we are and what we're going to do and what they recommend the president should do. And maybe they would recommend, and it's conceivable, nothing else but to do what you're doing. But you would have another sort of another agency that they wouldn't be saying about, well, Johnson is the one that does this, Johnson is the one that does that. And I think, to me, it has some sense. And not only that, but it might catch them entirely off their guard, because they figure you won't do it. And where a fellow that's president would say to even someone that's totally in opposition to him, well, come on in there, I'd like to have you serve on this committee and give us the answer. You tell the American people and tell us what you think we should do in this very critical and serious situation.
Dick, after you talked to me, I thought about that and talked to some of my people, and I made an appointment that just happened coincidentally yesterday at 1:30. I'd had Teddy in and explored at great length his views on Vietnam with his staff. He had a Harvard man with him, and then I had Rush Hour in with about seven of them. He's ambassador. And yesterday at 1:30, I had Ted Sorensen, who was Kennedy's closest man, I believe, to Kennedy in the academic field and in the literary field and in the really foreign policy field. And he has been doing a good deal of speaking, and he's been counseling a good deal with Bobby.
Yeah.
Very close to him, and they're always together, and they always say, so he came in yesterday. We spent about an hour and a half together. I told him that, ask him what he would do, what his recommendations, and I talked to him a little about a committee. He didn't know that I had had one. I pointed out that I had had him in at least three or four times at intervals of every two or three months, and I had Doug Dillon on it, who was Kennedy's secretary, on his secretary of treasury, but he was on the Security Council, and I had Max Taylor, who was Kennedy's chief of staff, and I had Mac Bundy, who was Kennedy's counselor and advisor here, and I had Acheson and Clifford that he worked very closely with. I pointed out that they had come up with the San Antonio formula, and the last peace offer we'd made, but we'd just gotten it turned down, and they said that I had them write it up. They all agreed unanimously, Omar Bradley, and I went and got Ridgway from the other side, got Ridgway to come in and have lunch with us. They all concluded that there was no alternative really better than this one. I told him, though, Drew Pearson is very upset, one of the columnists, and he was quitting us tomorrow, and others were quitting us without getting any solution. That I'd heard about McCarthy several months ago, and I'd called him down here, and I'd gone into all of it, and he had no solution. I asked Ted if he would consider serving on a committee, and what he thought about that. He said he rather thought a committee, a study, a task force to look into our Asia policy, not just with Vietnam, but with Thailand and with Laos and with Burma and even Indonesia, but would certainly cover Vietnam. And but would be broader just a little bit more. I asked him who he would suggest be on it. He said he'd like to think about that, but he would write me about it. He'd go back and study it. He said that Bobby was being pushed on all sides, that he was very much against his doing it, but he didn't know what would happen, that he thought that Dick Goodwin and others were shoving him, that he thought it would be a tragic mistake to the late president's memory and to the country and to me and to the party. But that he thought that one of two things ought to happen, that I ought to ask for Rusk's resignation, that that would satisfy Bobby, or that he would give some thought to this committee. I didn't tell him that you had suggested the committee,
no.
But I didn't want to be quoting you.
No.
But he said he would, and that he would talk to Bobby, and he would get back to me. He left here about 3:30 yesterday. Bobby's put out a statement this morning that he was reassessing it, and he had UNRRA put out one in California saying that they felt like he ought to run, and they were going to urge him to put his name on the ticket. They asked us for comment. We told them we had nothing to say. I haven't called Sorensen. I hope I hear from him tomorrow. He said the only two he could think of besides himself to serve on a committee that would appeal, he thought, to the country would be Bundy, Mac Bundy, the head of the Ford Foundation,
yeah,
and perhaps Reischauer, a professor at Harvard, who has been recommending that we get out. Bundy has not recommended we get out, but has recommended that we not accelerate. Westmoreland is asking us for substantial troops in the emergency. We have reviewed it all and told him that we have a limited number that we can supply that will run in the neighborhood of 30,000 to 40,000. That we will send those as soon as we can call them up. That we're going to call up the reserves. We had a 12 division reserve, we're down to 6.
The gentleman of a committee made up of the respective political leaders throughout the country to advise me and analyze and review the entire agent situation and make recommendations to the President of the United States.
All right, let me call Ted and see if he'd give me some names.
You take them all out of the box, and I would put all those candidates on, in addition to what he would give you.
You don't think they just charged out of being a political trick?
How can they charge you with a political trick when your statement and everything talks? I don't think that politics should enter into the question of the American policy in Asia and our international questions. You can go back and remember the old agreement that was made under Roosevelt and Vandenberg and all those fellows of Michigan, in which there was a complete unanimity of the party when it affected international affairs and questions beyond the waterline. You can remember that policy that said, you know, we should settle our own disputes at the waterline beyond that.
What would you do about a Fulbright?
I'd put Fulbright on. What the hell no one would ever expect you to. And then find out what suggestions he'd come up with, what recommendation he'd...
Well, he spent 3 hours with me, didn't tell him that before the hearings. He came down the other night, spent from 6 till 9:30, brought 5 of the members, and I asked him for his solution. He said, just pull out, bring all of them home tomorrow.
Well, you see, he's in there, so this could be his solution. Then he'd be out in the front. But he wouldn't dominate, in my opinion, and control that committee. Because you'd have enough of your own people on there, too. In addition, and these other fellas cannot agree. If Hoosdus comes out with one policy, they can't agree on the other because they're all candidates, and they'll all have their individual program. Rockefeller was with your pro. Now, because he's a candidate, he's sort of slipping a little bit.
Yeah.
Nixon wants you to step up the thing, but now he's backing up a little bit. McCarthy has some other way. Kennedy is another. Now, if you get them all together on a committee, they'll have their individual's opinion, and they won't unify on anything such as the Fulbright thing, a pulling out, because then if they do agree on the pull out, and if this is the recommendation to you, and you get enough people, then they're all there as agreeing to it. And they've all agreed, and they've said they would agree. I don't think under any circumstances you could get all those four men to agree to anything. I don't think, and then I also feel that you would have enough, say you had the 4 or 5 of them, you put an 18 or 15 man committee, you would have some pretty good sound people on there yourself, so that the recommendations would come out the way you would want them to come out.
But
in the meantime, you would have an opportunity to say to the American people, you know, everyone is getting a little filled up with it because it is the appropriate time. They're using this war thing to make political preferment and political advantage themselves. All of them are changing around, and they're making you the warmonger of the world. And this way, you could call their bluff, which no one has ever done in the history of a presidency, by calling in the opposition and especially the active candidates, and put together one of the high-class committees with your other people on it. And this is in the interest of the unity of our country. And they owe it, and they would, and they couldn't do anything but come, and when they come, you always do a pretty good job of meeting with people, and you tell them, I'm calling this meeting in the interest of our country and the future of our country, and I want to help.
Tell Marvin to come in here.
Huh?
I just said, tell Marvin to come in here.
Fine, Mr. President. Good luck to you.
Dick, I just wanted Marvin to come here just a second. I'll tell you what I think I'll do.
They want me to call them back. They're pushing them for an announcement, and I'm hauling them off.
Yeah.
I said, what the hell? All you're going to do is foul this thing up. I'd like to be able to call him back and tell him that you're working on something.
I'll tell you what I would tell him. I would tell him that you talked to the White House and you found out that the President had met with Sorensen yesterday afternoon.